It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to close loopholes for young medical marijuana users will likely get a final vote in the House today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would drastically reduce the amount of medical marijuana patients aged 18 to 20 could purchase each day. It would also set up a statewide tracking system to ensure buyers don't just go to multiple stores. Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett is the main sponsor.
If you use this for medicine, we don't want to take that away from you. However, there are loopholes on the medicinal side that are creating big problems across the state of Colorado.
It has broad bipartisan support in the legislature. However, efforts to introduce a more sweeping measure limiting the strength of marijuana concentrates never got off the ground. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Advocates for safer streets gathered in Denver yesterday to remember the victims of deadly traffic crashes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner was there.
Maria Rosales.
The city of Denver wants to eliminate all traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2030.
Brian Serrano.
The city is making safety improvements, like better pedestrian crossings and sidewalks on dangerous streets like Colfax Avenue.
Timothy Campbell, killed while crossing Colfax in his wheelchair.
The Denver Streets Partnership Advocacy Group says more sidewalks and bike lanes and lower speed limits would keep more people safe. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Pandemic restrictions are easing at Ball Arena in Denver. That means another 10,000 fans will be able to watch the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche in person. Earlier restrictions limited the crowd to about 7,000. The Nuggets are on the road tonight in Portland. They are 1-1 in their playoff series with the Trailblazers. The Denver Broncos are still working to increase capacity at Empower Field. The Broncos are one of just two NFL teams that haven't been approved to hold games at full capacity next season. It's 6 minutes after 7. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.